Roger Williams University is hosting a crisis management seminar on May 3rd at their Providence campus. Crises, whether a natural disaster, cyber attack, or financial instability, can have severe repercussions if not handled properly. This is where crisis management plays a pivotal role. Join Roger Williams MBA students and expert speakers to learn how to prepare for the unexpected. The program is totally free and open to the public. You can register online at rwu.edu/events/crisis-management-symposium.
This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome into the Bartholomew Town Podcast. I'm Bill Bartholomew. Today we preview one of the most buzzworthy acts performing at PVD Fest this weekend, Chicago's The Era Footwork Crew. Now, they're going to be involved in a number of different things. On Saturday, June 11th from 5 to 6 p.m. on the Mural stage that's at 100 Washington Street, that'll be their essentially their headlining performance. But they're also going to be offering a workshop on Sunday, June 12th from 2:30 until 3:15 right in Kennedy Plaza. And then at 4 o'clock on Sunday, they're going to be involved in a creative conversation about how they connect their art to activism, which is something we touch on in this podcast conversation today. Now, obviously, PVD Fest, first of all, so great that we're back. You know what I mean? After being in the thick of COVID-19, this was a major absence for a lot of people, myself included. And it's just the excitement of having this event return is so spectacular in and of itself, right? But then I think this year, you know, you look around the lineup, there's just so many different types of things happening. There's so many different mediums represented, different cultures represented, and that's what Providence is all about. And I think when we talk about the creative capital and we talk about, you know, our vision for where the city is going, when we look at the city's history and where we are today, PVD Fest really does connect a lot of those dots. It's a celebratory event in and of itself. And it serves as kind of this roadmap for where we are and where we want to go, at least in my opinion. And I think just talking to so many of you out there over the last couple of weeks that you would agree with that as well. So PVD Fest, presented by First Works, is back. It's coming up this weekend. It starts on Friday, June 10th. There's all kinds of programming taking place. Check out their website and social media, wherever you like to get, you know, information and content, for an overview of exactly what's happening. And hopefully you enjoy this conversation with The Era. And we learn about footwork. We learn about where they came from and where they're going. And by the way, they come to us straight from their rehearsal studio as they prepare for this weekend's event. There's nothing like that, going into the natural domain of an artist and having a conversation in that space. It's just so authentic. So I'm very, very pleased that we were able to make this happen. Follow me on social media at Bill Bartholomew, whether it's on TikTok or Instagram or Twitter, and I will be out and about at PVD Fest. I'm sure there'll be a lot of interesting stuff that pops up that I'm going to try to cover on the social media front. I'm also performing Saturday at 2 p.m. on the Snow Street stage. I'll be joined by some awesome special guests from the Providence music community and beyond. We'll see you this weekend for PVD Fest, but right now, my conversation with Chicago's The Era Footwork Crew. All right, so coming up this weekend, as we've been previewing throughout the last several weeks, is PVD Fest, an amazing event here in Providence, Providence, Rhode Island, if you're listening outside of the general broadcast area. And one of the key performers is The Era. So without further ado, I guess live right now from your rehearsal space, I guess if you could sort of introduce yourselves and set up what exactly The Era is.
Okay, cool. So my name is Lightbulb.
My name is Stilo.
Peace out.
And we are pretty much three members of a footwork artist collective from Chicago that emphasizes on Chicago footwork. And we are some of the pioneers and torchbearers of the community of Chicago footwork. And the Chicago footwork community extends around the world, pretty much. Chicago footwork itself is a fast-paced, started at 140 beats per minute, and then the music moved to 160 beats per minute. So it's a music and dance culture that originated in the mid-1980s. It's definitely not hip-hop at all. We were definitely influenced by hip-hop over the years. So it's pretty much Chicago's version of, hip-hop. And, you know, it's our version of it in a sense, but not more so the actual culture of it. We have our own culture, our own following, our own way of life, own style, all of that. We're just influenced by everything around the world. So the era consists of four core members, and then we have also our other artist collective artists that are part of the collective that do different things, from DJing to adaptive leadership to art to fashion, videography, the whole nine.
You've been described as pioneers in this space, in this battle dance space, and you know that with that comes, with that type of banner comes almost a responsibility, right? You know, you're out there in front of a particular medium or sub medium, whatever it is. Talk about being in a position creatively where you're a global leader in what you do.
So fortunately, like you said, we have been able to be the face of footwork for a few years now. But like with it being created the way it was created, which was in urban communities, poverty stricken communities, we know we have the responsibility of pushing it. So the last few years, like we've been doing the last some odd 7 years, we've been doing that because we all been footworking for more than half our life. So which is 15 years because we all live around 30-ish, 32. Mm-hmm. So like I said, we've been footworking for almost half our life, picking it up organically, naturally, with it not being sheltered by Chicago. And as it grew, we saw that community out aspect of it and wanted to push it. So what we've been doing summer camps. Even when we outside of Chicago, we make sure we represent the raw, authentic form of footwork because it's blowing up and people, it changes here and there. Like even in Chicago, we have different styles from the east and south and west side. But like overall, whenever we anywhere, London, New York, LA, we make sure we represent the raw, authentic form, and we make sure we give it out as more than a hobby. It's a way of expression. It's community. It's a lifestyle that people can live with because we know, because we have done it. Like I said, 15 plus years.
When you serve as an ambassador for something that is so, you're so passionate about, that you're pioneers in, you know, you become typically anyway, artists become, you know, you have to start thinking, obviously you're young, we're kind of the same age, but you're establishing something that will probably outlive you. You ever think about that?
Of course, that's the goal, to push it on to the next generation. You know, we want to give them more than one outlet. Like Bub was saying, we do social media, we do DJing, we are activists, we throw events, fashion, everything. Footwork is just not always about the dance. Like he says, music and the dance, but it's also a lifestyle. So we try to like, you know, pushing on our own community. We have to rebuild it within our own community and our own city, even though it expanded through cities and overseas to other countries. So that is the main goal for footwork, to outlive us and to serve for, like, you know, to the next generation, You want to pass it on to your kids pass it on to your grandkids and so forth and so on.
I want to get back to that intersection of art and activism in just a moment, but kind of staying with the thought you just started there. You'll be performing on stage on Saturday on the mural stage at PVD Fest at 5:00. So prime time. That's awesome. But also on Sunday from 2:30 to 3:15, right in the heart of downtown Providence, Kennedy Plaza, you're going to be offering an all ages dance workshop where people can learn about how to do what you do. So now there comes this educational component. What's that like? You kind of touched on it already, but talk about that educational component, which is running through your project.
Well, a large part of our education is passing on what was taught to us. A lot of the people who originated and created the culture, the form itself, taught us firsthand. So it's our job, our responsibility to make sure that we spread footwork properly. Because it's not about really how, it's not really about footwork spreading. Footwork can spread whichever way it, you know, it sees fit at whatever pace it sees fit. But it's all about how it spread, and is the history being taught with it? Is the foundational components of footwork being brought and taught with it as well? And the way that we teach footwork is in a creative way. It's not just one instructor. You have four different or possibly more instructors. You know, 3 to 5 instructors teaching you or helping you get through this class, because it's not about just one class. It's about an experience and you becoming a part of a culture. Whether you're a dancer, whether you're a podcast person who likes to do radio, whether you're a videographer, whether you're a producer, all those elements exist within footwork. Whether you're an artist, whether you do artifacts, painting, fashion, they all exist in footwork, and it's our job to make sure that we get that across in the most basic form. So people who just walk into our class don't know anything about Chicago footwork. It's all about putting it at a fundamental level so that people can access it and have the capabilities to be a part of it without wanting to take from it and profit from it. Because most people who come to Chicago footwork already have lives and careers. We are the ones who put up the most sacrifice, so we feel like it's a proper way to educate yourself to add to the community rather than take from it.
Mm, very interesting. And sort of on that same point, the intersection of art and activism is not new in any way, shape, or form. It's probably as old as the understanding of art is. And there's an educational component to activism. But talk about the, you know, the message that you try to bring. Is it something very specific, like, you know, hey, here's some issues that we're passionate about, we want to elevate those? Or is it more of a broad, hey, keep an open mind and be aware of what's going on in this world type of message?
It's pretty much both. Because, mm-hmm. Like, even in Chicago, it's people that don't know about footwork. It's like, how? Like, how? But it's just because it's been so closely, so tightly, like, knitted, and like people are not, if they don't really know about something, if you don't know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody in Chicago back in the day, which back in the day you did, you feel me? So you knew about footwork, but now it's like people way north don't know about it. It's like they don't care to seek it out. A lot of kids are dancing, and we see these trendy dances, these fad dances come and go, but it's like, okay, what about footwork, which has been a backbone of Chicago, where you from, specifically for the kids in Chicago. What did you ask him? I'm sorry. Well, I got lost.
Well, no, that was kind of a pretty good answer, but I mean, in terms of, you know, there's an activism component, and how do you connect that to your art?
Oh yeah. Oh, so the other side, literally, like, this is what we've done to get through every situation politically, emotionally, like, this is our fight back, you know? So, with not having the resources, this was created. Now look what we're doing with it. You feel me? Like, we're passing it down, giving opportunities to youth they never thought they could have. We're getting opportunities still to this day that we never thought we would have, you know, picking up this dance organically. But like I say, like, being from the side we sat, it's like we speak to all subjects through footwork. Like, one of the ways we found ourselves pushing it was footwork with words, if you will. That's a term that I dubbed footwork with words, where we're MCing. So a lot of the music coming up was like beats and sounds and samples. We took it upon ourselves to like kind of tell our story over the same music, but like broaden the audience of who can actually connect to this music. Because some people might, they hear the music and they connect, but some people need that lyrical component. Okay, where are these guys from? What are these guys doing? And that we took it upon ourselves to just talk about that. Not necessarily being rappers, but MCs for the culture, like footworking with words. So it's still a dance thing, but it's just the verbal component of it. So that, like I said, this is our fight back 360.
Beautifully said. All right, last question. So PVD Fest is a big festival, tens of thousands of attendees, people wandering around. Why should people come to any one of your events, whether it's the performance, the workshop, the community conversation that's going to take place on Sunday at 4? What's your pitch? As if this podcast wasn't enough, but let's say you just bump into somebody and say, hey, here's why we stand out and why it's worth your time to invest in us.
Because we are the voice for dancers who don't have a voice. We are the headliners. It's like, it's something you want to come see. Like, a lot of people, they learn something from Chicago footwork, especially when we perform it or when we show the art form of it. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
No, that's
a show you don't
said.
Want to miss at all. So, like, you know,
I mean, in terms of actual pitch, I mean, if people want to see a true Chicago art form in the flesh, come to our show, whether that be the panel or that be the workshop.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said. And I know a lot of people are really looking forward to it. I certainly am as well. Hey, thanks so much for taking some time out of your rehearsal to join us here. And we look forward to this weekend, and I'll catch you guys there.
No problem. No problem. Thank you. Shout out to everybody listening or watching. Please follow us on every social media site, The Era Footwork Crew. That's T-H-E-E-R-A Footwork Crew.
We'll see y'all in Providence, man.
At HealthSource RI for Employers, we provide access to health insurance to more than 1,100 local businesses and nonprofits, and 96% of them renew through us every year. Maybe it's our choice of 19 different health plans, our 10 years of customizing solutions, or our one local team of dedicated experts helping employers find quality health insurance. See how our numbers stack up for you. Learn more at healthsourceri.com/employers.